This is a stunt which had Gaddafi used it before. When President Reagan bombed Tripoli years ago, Gaddafi said, my adopted daughter has been killed in the event. When his daughter, Hannah, she is well, and she's a young woman now. Nothing has happened to her. So he found himself in a corner, and the only way to mob the people around him in Libya and to embarrass the allies is to say that his son and his grandchildren has been killed in these attacks.
Do you think this latest round of bombing by NATO will be yet another pressure on him to relinquish power and perhaps leave the country?
I believe that Gaddafi is the one who kept saying that he's not a president, he's not running the country, he has no authority in the country. Meanwhile, he is the one who's running all these military operations against the Libyan people. So there is a logic in putting him in a position where he would be a first target. Now he has got so many warnings, he should be wise if he decides to leave.
So what does this increased attacks by NATO do for the revolutionaries or rebels, as they call themselves? How will this help their cause?
Yeah, they have made it clear for Gaddafi he is no longer wanted in Libya. He should go. And he should listen carefully and try to make a new calculation for whatever he's going to do in Libya or his life outside Libya. Because staying like this, he's going to be in a deep trouble.
What do you think the National Transitional Council should do to be more embraced by the rest of the international community?
Well, the Interim Council has inherited a lot of problems in eastern Libya. I mean, this Libya has been neglected for so many years by Gaddafi. And there is no finances there, no money there, and problems. A lot of refugees from Jdabia and other parts of Libya with no money available, with no facilities available, with no infrastructure available. So the international community should give them finance help, should release some of the flows, assets of the Libyan assets should be given to those people, because they need to feed the people in Benghazi. They need to pay the salaries of the administration, and that's not, no money is available for that.
Mr. Yes. Lamlum, there are concerns that you could have radical Islamists who could be in the ranks of the National Transitional Council, perhaps the rebels, and that could be disastrous for the country in terms of the regional stability.
No, that is nonsense. This is the propaganda that we've been trying to spread and to frighten the West and nothing else. It's no people who would know very much Libya would not really put it as a danger at all, because it doesn't exist. No elements of Al-Qaeda are in the Dream Council. No elements of Al-Qaeda are actually running and fighting along the revolutionaries there. I could not exclude one or two or three. This is normal. I mean, you could, even in the United States, you would find three, four supporters of Al-Qaeda, or even more than that. In every European capital, you would find some people who are supporting Al-Qaeda. But in Libya, we are different. We are not like the Saudi Arabians. We are not like the Gulf states. Support for Al-Qaeda is not in Libya. Even those Libyans who fought in Afghanistan, they would not stay in Afghanistan and be with Al-Qaeda. Only few Libyans who stayed. I mean, you could not really put them to 10 or 15 people from Libya. I mean, how many you've had in Guantanamo? Very few Libyans, when the rest come from the Middle East. Most of the fighting group who've been fighting Gaddafi, those are people after the war in Afghanistan, they came back to Libya because they refused to join Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden. And when Gaddafi said, oh yes, these people who've been fighting in Afghanistan, yes, some people fought in Afghanistan, but they are not Al-Qaeda. And they were in prison, and Gaddafi himself released them after they've had second thoughts and they've discussed things with Gaddafi for years and researched and in Islamic theology, and they come with the conclusion that what they have been done in the past was wrong, and they have been reformed. So claiming that those are Al-Qaeda, that is not true, that is a big lie. It's the same. The man is a liar. As I said, he's the king of lying. He's not the king of kings of Africa. He's the king of kings of liars.